East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
Darling, I only listen to Radio Gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in Vivi Rulio now, which is the world's most famous haberdashers. And there's a sign up that says, purveyors of the finest ribbons, fluttery butterflies, couture flowers, swooning feathers, gorgeous trims, fancy millinery, and all manners of exquisite bits and bobs. Go downstairs to the atelier, and that's where they do their courses. But we're going to meet the owner in a minute, Annabelle Lewis, who was a florist, and now she is the world's leading expert on ribbons.
I've just been helping that lady with one of her daughters being confirmed, I think, next week. So we're just showing her how to make a little headdress, because having been a florist for 1,000 years, I'm really, we do lots of bridal things, so we're showing her how to do it. So,
excellent.
You know, she wanted to do it quickly, and it's very last minute.
So, hi Annabelle, how are you?
I'm
welcome
all right.
to Radio Gorgeous.
Yeah, good.
So I asked Annabelle, why had she given up being a florist to start a ribbon shop?
Well, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning with four children, it's a bit tiring. And my shops were in Parsons Green, and we used to have some fantastic people that live around there, and they'd spend their whole time coming in and buying the ribbons that we had on the bouquets and all that sort of thing. Instead of using florist ribbon, I used a beautiful wire-edged ribbon from France. And so they used to come in and buy that all the time. And I thought, well, you know, I've done this for a long time. Two shops. I thought, well, I'll just turn it into a ribbon shop.
So there was a need for, I've got to say the word, haberdashers. I just love that word.
Yeah, haberdashery.
What does haberdashery mean?
Well, we're haberdashery without the pins and needles and the bra strap joiners. And we don't have pin cushions, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But it's really embellishment and ingredients for absolutely anything you want to do with hats, interiors, fashion, decorating, craft. Couture craft, we are.
Couture craft,
yeah.
So basically, we're
into showing people how to do it, and then if they can't do it, we'll make it for them.
So people can come in the shop. Like, I have got a very boring...
What have you got in that bag?
John Lewis.
I see.
Silk.
This is a lampshade.
I've got two lampshades.
You're testing me, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
And I really love my room,
well,
I'll tell you.
Well, embellishment.
It's antique gold, rose pink and a pale green. Yeah. They're the colours my room are, with a touch of mauve as well in it. This is my
gorgeous
boudoir.
Gorgeous. Faye, where's our colour card? Really, this new thing that Vivi Rulo are doing, we've just launched our new website.
Mm-hmm.
And our new thing is showing people that there are 100 colours you can work from. Because that's how I started with the ribbons. I couldn't understand why somebody only had one blue in John Lewis or in a haberdashery shop. Or three blues. There's just turquoise, dark blue and a pale blue, baby blue. And I thought, oh, God, I know there are 100 different blues that you could do. Why are they only doing that?
It was just safe colours.
Yeah. We don't do safe.
Yes!
But, you know, we're just talking about 100 colours.
This is a bit like a hair chart when you go and get your hair dyed in the hairdressers.
Well, it is, yeah. But would you have your hair in dark amaryllis?
I have had it that colour. I was a punk.
Not.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. Long time ago.
Well, then, or grey slate.
No, hopefully. That's what I try and get away from.
I am trying not to be grey slate, are you?
Exactly.
And so you've just asked me, you know, my drawing room, my sitting room's this colour.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make it easy for people that they will look at our colour card. And there's definitely going to be a green there for what they're working with.
I'd say that's the green of my bedroom.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 different greens.
And they're beautiful. Yeah. They're pictures
really
of ribbons. Yeah,
yeah. So it's really, that's the starting point now, Vivi Rulo. We're starting with a colour.
Yeah, yeah.
So people can order the colour online, the colour card, and be sent that. And so they can start with it. Because a bride, you know, if you're talking about a bride, she's not only doing Lily of the Valley now or pale oyster shell. You know, they're going for things like pale peony, or they're going for vintage blusher.
Now, why do they want things to be made as opposed to buying them in a shop? What can they get here that's different?
Well, here they get the colour they want, and they've got their little books where they're saving all their
and
little
the
colours.
Ideas that they can get here. Yeah. Like you can't.
Well, we've got, you know, in Lily of the Valley, we've got 15 different ribbons or trims or a beautiful flower tape that would go on a wedding dress or the bridesmaid's shoes. We've got.
So you can make people match.
Yeah, but not just with one satin ribbon. You know, yeah. We love our satin ribbons in 100 colours, but we're trying to get away from that. Sissinghurst pink, we've got 30 pink things, pink flower, pink gimp, pink velvet ribbon, beautiful veiling, pink hats, pink in the Sissinghurst pink. So it's, we've got an array of lovely
Sorry, look
things.
At the peonies. Is that peonies? Is
well,
that
those are roses.
Roses.
Pale pinks.
They're abundant, aren't
abundant,
they?
Abundant. Growing yeah. downstairs here in the shop.
They're blousy and flousy and fabulous.
Yeah.
Radio Gorgeous. Gorgeous lives. So we're at a work table now, aren't we?
We are.
So and this is where people can come.
Well, yeah, they come in and they're working on a project. This lady here has had this hat completely transformed by, you know, veiling and flowers and feathers. They can bring in their old hats or they can have a brand new one. There's a few hats lying here. You know, we're called titivators, you know.
Yes.
Titivating and embellishing. An embellishment heaven.
Particularly busy because it's summer season.
Summer season, weddings, ascot. Yeah,
yeah,
outfits, and they come in with their dresses. And not only weddings, you know, we're doing men. Why not forget the boys? Because the boys are trimming things, would you believe it?
No, tell me what they're trimming.
Panama hats and their jackets, tops of their trousers.
They're
very
inventive. Their laces.
And their shoes, I suppose, so wax cords and things like that. So, you know, not forgetting the men, the children, and party entertaining.
Exactly.
Like a good party.
You said it before, haven't you?
Well, I'm trying to think of all the things. I don't want anybody to miss out on what
I can see masks in the room. Yeah, like Venetian sort of style masks.
Well, and beautiful embroidered tapes, glitter fringes. You know, if you're going to an event, I mean, my nephew's having his 21st, and guess what? It's Gatsby, Great Gatsby, which is a lot. They love that because they want to dress up and do glitter and have crystal everywhere. So he's having napkins tied with the crystal and the glitter trims, and he's got white feather bows all over the tables and strings of pearls. So party entertaining. You can find things as ideas.
So did you make these hats here?
We have, yes.
Yeah. Can you describe them?
Well, this is a beautiful old straw. I mean, a girl came in today who's been given that by her mother, and it had a grow grain.
How old do you think that is?
Do you think it's 40 years old?
Yeah.
And it had not a very nice edging around the edge, a cream grow grain around the edge of the hat, which was a bit grubby, and it wasn't able to clean it. So Faye has put a beautiful pale pink grosgrain around the rim, and it's got a grosgrain pink brow band on the crown.
And I'd say sort of
and then adding the flowers.
A kind of salmony pink, which is really pink. Coming back, that colour.
It's huge. Fiona Cairns, who's a cake maker, is doing a cake hat. I don't know how this customer's going to wear the hat at Ascot. Why is she making a cake hat? I had to send all this salmon pink off with netting, veiling. Anyway, it's going to be funny wearing a cake on your head.
And there's a pretty pill box as well,
isn't
there?
And pale pinks with veiling, lovely veiling with a bit of diamante in.
So I suppose everything you do is completely original here, because
nobody else is going to have one, are they?
One-off and unique.
And that's also not, you know, it's the influence from the customer too. You know, they know what they like. We can suggest things. Sometimes they are a bit wacky. I mean, there was one lady that came and said, no, I want more. I want more feathers. I'll have eight. I want eight feather mounts on my hat. I want the flowers as well. And we think she's going to look like a garden, but who cares? She is so happy because the colour matched. She felt as though she was stylish and looked stylish, and it was great to see her going out in all those abundance on her head. It was
so
marvellous.
We're not here to judge anyone, so whatever they want to wear.
But you're also here to help as well. I mean, that's most people, because coming in here, I came in the other day and I kind of didn't have my lampshade, so I was sort of running around. I brought the lampshade in now, and it was like, and I couldn't, it was hard for me without the lampshade, if you know what I mean. But
you
I do know.
You haven't brought your drawing room, though.
And no, but this isn't. This is my boudoir. This is my boudoir. This is my boudoir. Yes, it's.
And can we see if they're on our colour card? Because that would be exciting.
Yeah, it's that green.
So Nicotiana green, which is very and pale. Then
it's.
In the
I'd say it's that pink.
A really beautiful pale peony.
And then I'd say it's an sort
clotted
of
cream.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of antique-y gold, or maybe that. Yeah, that.
So you could do the traditional with your lampshade by putting a lovely gimp or trim on the top.
Yeah, what's
or the
gimp?
Bottom.
I always think of sex gimp. Masks. Sorry. What's gimp? Gimp? For people that don't know about
gimp is.
Is this gimp in your hand?
This is gimp here, which
is
beautiful.
No, that's the sort of thing that reminds me of my granny in a nice way.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm dying to know where. I mean, obviously it's top secret. But where do you source, kind of vaguely, can you tell us?
Well,
kind of
I can tell you the countries that most of the things come from. And really the best ribbons come from Japan. So
Japan.
We've been importing ribbons for 26 years now. Vivi Rouleau's been going.
From Japan?
Japan.
That's incredible.
Beautiful jacquard ribbons, which is a woven jacquard in the ribbon. Those are all from Italy. France, the best wire-edged ribbon comes from France, which we use for craft work, making flowers, putting on hats and decorating. So all over the place.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous. How did you find these
I travelled to all these places.
Yeah, because this was before the internet, so how the hell did you...
I haven't got time to go to these places now, but then mostly
but
I know,
you know
where...
What, you
we
know,
have
yeah.
probably 150 suppliers. So,
and do people come to you as well? They say, look, I've got this fabulous thing.
We make all sorts of things. Yeah. And it's not only for lovely customers like you and other customers that come in. We supply the fashion trade. So we have a wholesale side where we run, you know, we might be doing 72,000 metres of black lace to go on a Karen Millen dress. We might be doing Princess Beatrice's hat because she's going to Ascot next week. We've got Lulu comes in to have her trilbies done. Helena Bonham Carter, what did she get the other day? Something crazy, you know,
well,
how beautiful
that's
she
her
is.
Style, yeah.
She's really good.
Yeah, she likes crazy.
You know, so we have some lovely actors and actresses that come in for all sorts of different things. Dogs, decorated dog day. You know, Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when he was doing
what was
his,
he doing?
When he was dressed.
He was
when
buying he... ribbons for his wife.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Eddie
a nice
Redmayne
man.
Was buying ribbons for his wife.
Could do with him. You know, so interesting things.
Yeah,
and we love
really
it. Theatre. We do lots of theatre productions. We supply things for what's the latest film?
The Globe.
The Globe. We did Peter Pan, stuff for Peter Pan. Harry Potter's down the side of his trousers for the Quidditch game or something, that striped ribbon. What else do we do?
Anna Karenina, I think they were the best costumes on TV last year. I adored them. In fact, they were very Vivi Rouleau, weren't they?
The other programme I'm loving at the moment is Versailles.
Yes, that's so funny because it's terrible write-ups, but I love it.
I don't look at what they're doing or saying. I just look in the background of where they are and what they're wearing.
Same here. My husband was saying, have you got any idea what's going on? I said, I don't mind. It's a visual treat.
Yes,
I'm so enjoying it. Now, is it your company or is it you and your partner's company?
I started Vivi Rouleau, we work together, which is great.
So what
How
does
nice
he do the boring bits then?
He does the financial bits and I do the nice bits.
So you that's just the best relationship. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think I used to tell him what to do, now it's got a bit different.
Also now you live in Cumbria and obviously come down to London more occasionally. Can you work from there then?
Yes,
because of the internet.
I've got a warehouse up there. The internet's amazing.
You've got a warehouse up there.
We've got a warehouse there. Yeah, and
can the
it's
public
great.
Visit that or not?
No, it's mostly trade.
So why do you keep that there? Why?
Well, we were right in the centre of London, and the children all left school or were at uni. In fact, then they left uni, and I said, well, there's no point. The lease came to an end on the warehouse here, so I thought, right, going back north to countryside. And
that's where you're from. And do you get inspiration from the countryside?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And I hear that you're a fisherwoman.
We go fishing all the time. That's quite good fun.
Which sort
and
of fish
you can do
you...
that in the middle of the night and early in the morning. So it's a bit like going back to being a florist. On the Derwent.
And what do you, is it?
Trout.
Salmon.
Sea trout.
Sea trout's my favourite.
Yeah, but although there's no water. Can you imagine with all those floods at Christmas, now there is no water whatsoever up there. Absolutely dry as a bone.
It was a dry spring.
We've had 10 weeks of no rain. It's supposed to be thunderstorms, but it's 28 degrees out there today.
Gosh, it's
stunning, you know, with the colours and... You know, that's why some of the mad colours on our card are called mole heap, probably. And, you know, fun things like garden ruby slippers and pale wisteria going up and grey squirrel and a bit of grey slate, which is all Cumbrian sort of colours.
Oh,
so you sort of link things with colours where you are.
So is it... logical, though, to get the ribbons all the way up to there? I mean, everything
comes in from, you know, abroad and just comes straight to the warehouse. And then the girls, I mean, one of the benefits is having fantastic staff in your shop that have been here for years and are so dedicated and love what they're doing. And we sort of all love what we're doing at Vivi Rulo because it's never a boring day. And, you know, it works with marvellous staff, I must say. But then so does it up north. We have great staff in the warehouse because they're northerners, they appreciate what you're doing, they're always on time and they have fun.
Radio Gorgeous, pirate radio for Vogue readers. Are you interested in antique fairs? What do you do in your spare time?
I mean, up there, you go completely crazy going around all the markets and the local, you know, antique shops. Antique fairs in Cockermouth and in Keswick, Wigton. Honestly, you can pick up the most unbelievable things that you wouldn't get down here. Boxes of old... Fur coats actually are probably the best thing ever up there because nobody wants to wear them. They've all got fur coats anyway, or wear dead animals anyway. So fur coats are a bargain up there.
Fabulous, you can pay a fortune in Portobello
just interesting things where we've got up then on the 20th, 24th of June, Woolfest, which is everything to do with wool in Cockermouth. And it's 300 stall holders who are obsessed with wool. So you get spinners, you get just amazing products.
Isn't it great that craft is back, isn't it?
Well, it's great. People are stitching like mad. They're having a go at stitching things themselves. I was with my daughter last night, Phoebe, and she said, come on, let's watch the sewing bee. And it is, it's fun. People
it's my
are really
sister's favourite programme.
Obsessed with it, Well, I've been stitching and sewing and making things since I was about six, pinching the tinfoil from the kitchen to make silver birds or, you know, getting the baler twine, that string, from the farm and making lampshades out of that. So it's all, you know, just inventive. Wire, I love bits of wire, you know, wiring things. And that's floristry as well. Being trained as a florist, you know how to put things together.
Annabelle of Vivi Rulo, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous and sharing your time with us. We're so excited and we're getting out and I can't wait to get my lampshade done. We're going to get it on the website. Thank you so much.
Great. Very good to meet you.
East is east and west is west and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and
radiogorgeous.com.